From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A group of state legislators in Arkansas have approved a ban on dicamba use between April 16th and October 31st of this year, meaning soybean and cotton growers will not be able to use Monsanto's Xtendimax or BASF's Ingenia for over-the-top applications. As reported in AgriPulse, the Council's Administrative Rules and Regulations Subcommittee also approved the seasonal ban, which was approved as a proposed rule by the Arkansas State Plant Board in November. Monsanto is moving forward with a lawsuit challenging the plant board's decision. The world of ag commodity trading could be in for a huge deal with a possible merger of two big names. Insiders say Archer Daniels Midland has sought deal talks with Bunge. According to Western Farm Press, a combined ADM Bunge would be both a commodity trading giant and a major industrial enterprise with factories and refineries. Combining the two would create a company that, at least in terms of revenue, would approach the size of Cargill, the largest agricultural company. Brazil's 2017-18 soybean harvest reached 0.8% as of Sunday, well behind its average harvest pace. According to a survey by Ag Rural, the crop is behind schedule compared with the harvest of 2.2% in the same period last season and 1.2% over the five-year average. So far, Brazil's largest soybean production region has harvested just 2.8% of the total area cultivated, compared with 7.5% last year and 3.9% over 5 years.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.